March 6, 1926. Only the most important thing was known about the celestial mama, that the Son of God was her son. The same will happen with the daughter of the divine will. The most important thing only will be known, so as to make the divine will known. A good which is not known has no ways to communicate itself. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, and holding my hand in his, he drew me to himself, up high, between heaven and earth. Almost fearing, I clung to Jesus, holding on tightly to his most holy hand, and wanting to pour out my pain with him, which so much oppresses me, I said to him, "My love and my life, Jesus, some time ago you told me that you wanted to make of me a copy of my celestial mama." Yet, almost nothing was known about her, of the many seas of grace with which, in every instant, she was inundated by you. She said nothing to no one, she kept everything within herself. Nor does the gospel say anything. It is known only that she was your mama, and that she gave you, eternal word, to the world. But everything that passed between you and her, the favors, the graces, she kept all within herself. With me, then, you want the opposite, you want me to manifest what you tell me. You do not want the secret of what passes between you and me. I feel sorrow because of this. Where, then, is the copy you want to make between me and my mama? And my sweet Jesus, clasping me tightly to his heart, all tenderness told me, "My daughter, courage, do not fear." Nothing was known about my mama but that which it was necessary and sufficient to be known, that I was her son. That through her I came to redeem the generations, and that she was the first one in whose soul I had my first field of divine actions. Everything else, the favors and the seas of graces which she received, remained in the sacrarium of the divine secrets. However, the most important, the greatest, the holiest thing was indeed known, that the Son of God was her son. This was the greatest honor for her, which raised her above all creatures. Therefore, since the greatest was known about my mama, the lesser was not necessary. The same will happen with my daughter. It will be known only that my will had its first field of divine action in your soul, as well as everything that is necessary in order to make known what regards my will. How it wants to enter the field so that the creature may return to her origin, and how it anxiously awaits her into its arms, so that there may be no more division between her and me. If this were not made known, how could creatures long for this great good? How could they dispose themselves to receive a grace so great? If my mama had not wanted to make known that I was the eternal word and her son, what good would redemption have produced? A good which is not known, as great as it may be, has no ways to communicate the good it possesses. And just as my mama was not opposed, so must my daughter not oppose what regards my will. All the rest of the secrets, the flights you do in my will, the goods you take, and the most intimate things between you and me, will remain in the sacrarium of the divine secrets. Do not fear, your Jesus will content you in everything.